more at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's almost 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online as well as all of our frequencies at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and warm weather today, rain tomorrow night. This is KPR.
Good morning. A Republican raised the idea of
cut back health agencies. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. A Kansas district judge says a former Central Kansas police chief should stand trial for his actions taken before, during, and after the unprecedented raid on a small-town newspaper. The judge found a probable cause that former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody committed the crime of interfering with the judicial process. The case is connected to raids on the Marion County Record, as well as a raid at the publisher's home in August of 2023. Cody is not being tried for the raids themselves. Instead, the Kansas Reflector reports that Cody is accused of telling a witness to delete text messages the two exchanged before, during, and after the raid on the newspaper's office, the editor-publisher's home, and the home of a local city councilwoman. The incidents drew international attention and outrage at the time. Cody entered a not guilty plea yesterday. The judge scheduled a trial for February. More families of kindergartners in Kansas are opting out of routine vaccinations for non-medical reasons. In some parts of the state, childhood vaccination rates have actually increased, but in other areas, rates have fallen.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports the number of kindergartners with vaccine exemptions increased from about 3% in the 2023-2024 school year to more than 3.5% last year. The rate of kindergartners who received their required vaccines to attend public schools increased slightly last year to nearly 90%. But there are statewide disparities. The Kansas Reflector reports that 22 counties had vaccination rates at less than 75%. The percentage of kindergartners vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella is down by nearly 4% since the 2019-2020 school year. I'm Jody Fortino.
According to a recent report from Moody's, Kansas is one of 22 states experiencing a recession. The financial service company's report considered factors like job growth and farm values, declining crop prices, and uncertainty over tariffs also contributed to the state's vulnerability. But not all economists agree with Moody's. Becca Selby-Leach directs the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but just not as fast as the national rate.
Hearing from several different economists with different takes on it is a good way to go. It is possible we're in a recession, but I don't think panicking about it at this stage is warranted.
A recession is a decline in economic activity that lasts for more than a few months. A report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession, right behind Alaska and Mississippi. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes from
This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court says she has suffered a stroke, but she is recovering. She also says she won't require any speech therapy, hopes to be back on the bench soon. We'll have more details coming up in about 10 minutes in our report on Kansas news headlines. Here's something else coming up this hour on Morning Edition. Resettling refugees is hard work, but an organization in Lawrence is doing just that, helping to resettle refugees and other new arrivals.
Our goal is that when the family arrives, food is there, pantry is full, and so all they have to do is really just settle and learn how to be here.
In about 20-some minutes, we'll hear about AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. That's the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Stay with us.
Support for Kate.
Well, it's going to be another sunny and warm day across the KPR listening area with a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, a 20% chance for showers and storms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny on Friday, and a high, again, near 84. But tomorrow night, we're looking at an 80% chance for rain and thunderstorms. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Sunny and warm weather today, a high of 84. Tomorrow afternoon, slight chance of rain, but tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, an 80% chance.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court says she is recovering from a stroke. Marla Lukert is on medical leave. In a news release issued by the court last night, Lukert says she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured and no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors think she had a stroke which caused the car accident. She was hospitalized, but Lukert says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. The state's highest court convenes later this month, and while Lukert is away recovering, Justice Eric Rosen will take over the duties of the Chief Justice. A recent Moody's report shows Kansas as one of 22 states currently in a recession, but not all economists agree, as Suzanne Perez reports.
The Financial Services Report considered factors like job growth and farm values, along with continued uncertainty over President Trump's tariff policies. But Wichita State University economist Becca Selby-Leach says several aspects of the Kansas economy do not point to recession. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but not as fast as the national rate. And key economic data is being delayed because of the government shutdown.
I would hesitate to say that we're in a recession right now because the data that we do have doesn't really support that specifically for Kansas.
Another report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession behind Alaska and Mississippi. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Resettling refugees is hard work, but an organization in Lawrence is doing just that, helping to resettle refugees and other new arrivals.
Our goal is that when the family arrives, food is there, pantry is full, and so all they have to do is really just settle and learn how to be here.
That's Chuck Olchesi. He is the president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. And that organization is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. We'll have a conversation with him in about 10 minutes here on Morning Edition. Sunny and warm weather today, a high of 84. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Coming up next on KPR, we'll hear about this month's organization inside the KPR Community Spotlight. It's an outfit called AIR. Have you heard us talking about them at all this month?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
We'll talk to the president of AIR straight ahead here on Morning Edition. Later this morning on KPR One, something interesting on Cordelia Brown's show. She'll be featuring 12 poems of Emily Dickinson that Aaron Copeland set to music. Also this morning, Spoon River by Percy Grainger. Schubert, Impromptus for piano. Mozart's 21st Piano Concerto, and so much more. Cordelia and the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got Jungle Jazz by Xavier Cugat and Modesto Duran. Steve.
This is KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Imagine leaving your home, moving to a new country, and starting all over again. Learning a new language, a new monetary system, new laws, customs, and cuisines. A nonprofit organization in Lawrence is dedicated to helping newcomers adjust. Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. And we recently spoke with AIR's president, Chuck Olchesi, to find out how his organization is helping new arrivals.
We start from picking them up at the airport and trying to make their...
Oh, your organization has helped people from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other...
Venezuela. We have two families from Afghanistan and one from Venezuela that we're working with now.
What is the biggest thing you would like people to know about Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees?
We're a group of people that are just really passionate about serving refugees, people who have gone through a significant trauma and cannot return to their homes.
That's Chuck Olchesi, president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, here in Lawrence. You can learn more about AIR on the KPR website. Just look for the KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org. On the KPR Community Spotlight, featured on the KPR website, you can hear a longer version of our conversation with Chuck Olchesi. You can also visit AIR online at airrefugeeslawrence.org. That's a mouthful, so I'll say it again. airrefugeeslawrence.org. This is listener-supported Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for supporting our efforts. Sunny skies, warm weather, a high of 84 expected. Tomorrow, a slight chance for rain during the day, but tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers and storms. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Faldin. Good morning. Tyler Robinson, the man accused of Blair Idris, directs the Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab at American University. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
You are listening to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Station of the Year. In fact, KPR is a 23-time winner of the KAB's most coveted statewide award. We've earned the Station of the Year title more than any other radio or TV station in the state. And you make it all possible with your sustaining membership. Learn how to sustain KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The president says he...
...with winter just weeks away. For NPR News, I'm Evan Erickson in Bethel, Alaska.
On Wall Street, stock futures are trading higher. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. A former Kansas police chief will stand trial next year for his actions connected to a raid on a small-town newspaper. A Kansas district judge has found probable cause that former Marion County Police Chief Gideon Cody committed the crime of interfering with the judicial process. The Kansas Reflector reports that Cody is not being tried for the raids themselves, but his case is connected to the raids on the Marion County newspaper, The Record, as well as raids on the publisher's home and on the home of a city councilwoman in August of 2023. Cody is accused of telling a witness to delete text messages the two exchanged before, during, and after the raids. A trial has been set for February. More families of kindergartners in Kansas are opting out of routine vaccinations for non-medical reasons. In some parts of the state, childhood vaccination rates have actually increased, but in other areas, rates have fallen.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports the number of kindergartners with vaccine exemptions increased from about 3% in the 2023-2024 school year to more than 3.5% last year. The rate of kindergartners who received their required vaccines to attend public schools increased slightly last year to nearly 90%. But there are statewide disparities. The Kansas Reflector reports that 22 counties had vaccination rates at less than 75%. The percentage of kindergartners vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella is 4% since the 2019-2020 school year. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court says she is recovering from a stroke. Marla Lukert is on medical leave. In a news release issued by the court last night, Lukert said she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured, no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors think she had a stroke which caused that accident. She was hospitalized, but says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. A recent Moody's report shows Kansas as one of 22 states in a recession, but as usual, not all economists agree.
The financial services report considered factors like job growth and farm values, along with continued uncertainty recession behind Alaska and Mississippi. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Sunny and warm weather in store with a high of 84. For the most part, it'll be sunny tomorrow with a high of 84. But tomorrow night, we have an 80% chance of showers and storms. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from
7:19 on this Thursday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Sunny skies expected today with a high near 84, so still too warm. Tomorrow we have a 20% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Otherwise, on Friday, another sunny day, another warm day, and a high near 84 for tomorrow. However, tomorrow night we have an 80% chance of rain, possibly thunderstorms. The low will drop to 59. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and storms, a high of 80. And on Sunday, we'll have sunshine, but more fall-like temperatures, a high near 67 on Sunday. Right now, clear skies just about everywhere across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, 62. Topeka and Manhattan, 63. Junction City, 64. In Chanute, clear in 61. And in Emporia, clear skies, 61 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Speaking of AIR, we'll hear more about Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees coming up at 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition. AIR is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of October.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
And speaking of the moon, if you step outside and look up in the sky, almost directly overhead right now, You'll see a beautiful sliver of a silver moon. It's the waning crescent phase of the moon. Just FYI, one of the reasons you tune in to KPR's Morning Edition. Here's another reason to hear the weather. It's going to be sunny and warm today. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, a low of 63, and for tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny on Friday, a high of 84. Now, tomorrow night, showers and storms are likely. We have about an 80% chance of precipitation tomorrow night. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 62 at KU, and it's 7:30. News headlines are next.
Live from NPR. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court says she's recovering from a stroke. Marla Lukert is on medical leave. In a news release issued by the court last night, Lukert said she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured, no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors believe she had a stroke which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but Lukert says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy, just some time away from the court to rest. More families of kindergartners in Kansas are now opting out of routine vaccinations for non-medical reasons. In some parts of the state, childhood vaccination rates have actually increased, but in other areas, the rates have fallen.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports the number of kindergartners with vaccine exemptions increased from about 3% in the 2023-2024 school year to more than 3.5% last year. The rate of kindergartners who received their required vaccines to attend public schools increased slightly last year to nearly 90%. But there are statewide disparities. The Kansas Reflector reports that 22 counties had vaccination rates at less than 75%. The percentage of kindergartners vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella is down by nearly 4% since the 2019-2020 school year. I'm Jody Fortino.
A former Kansas police chief will stand trial next year for his actions connected to a controversial raid on a small-town newspaper. A judge has found probable cause that former Marion police chief Gideon Cody committed the crime of interfering with the judicial process. The Kansas Reflector reports that Cody's not being tried for the raids themselves, but his case is connected to raids on the Marion County newspaper, as well as raids on the publisher's home and on the home of a city councilwoman in August of 2023. Resettling refugees is hard work, but an organization in Kansas is doing just that, helping to resettle refugees and other new arrivals.
Our goal is that when the family arrives, food is there, pantry is full, and so all they have to do is really just settle and learn how to be here.
That is Chuck Olchesi, the president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. That's the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight, and we will hear more about AIR coming up in about 10 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition. Sunny skies and warm weather today and tomorrow with a high both days near 84 degrees. Tomorrow night we should start to cool off a bit. There's an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms Friday night as the low drops to 59 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Imagine leaving your home, moving to a new country, and starting all over again. Learning a new language, a new monetary system, new laws, customs, and cuisines. A nonprofit organization in Lawrence is dedicated to helping newcomers adjust. Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. And we spoke with AIR's president, Chuck Olchesi, to find out how his organization is helping new arrivals.
We start from picking them up at the airport and trying to make their welcome as joyous as we can with balloons and signs. And
smiles.
Lots of smiles, lots of hugs, and welcome them. We set up housing, of course, before they come, work with landlords and let them know, you know, they can trust us. You know, refugees coming have no credit references, no personal references, so they're really working with us. But we want to get the family on the lease as fast as people that are just really passionate about serving refugees, people who have gone through a significant trauma and cannot return to their homes.
That's Chuck Olchesi, president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees here in Lawrence. You'll find a longer version of our conversation on the KPR website. Just look for the KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org. And if you'd like to learn even more about AIR, visit that outfit online, airrefugeeslawrence.org. That's airrefugeeslawrence.org. Daryl says it even better.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airrefugeeslawrence.org.
Here's something you may not know. Next month, in November, we will open up applications for a new year of the KPR Community Spotlight. You can read about the KPR Community Spotlight on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. But essentially, we vote on nonprofit organizations and who we should focus our spotlight of attention on. You have to be a nonprofit outfit doing some kind of good. But again, you can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. November will mark a new year of taking applications for next year. The KPR Community Spotlight is made possible by our friends at the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation.
And I'm Layla Fawzett.
You are.
I am.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader hosting Soundwaves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
The Marketplace Morning Report is up next. Retailers are gearing up for the most important time of their year, holiday shopping season. We'll hear about a new report that is forecasting holiday retail spending will rise 2.5%. How do they know this? I have no idea. We'll find out more on the Marketplace Morning Report, and that is straight ahead.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Sunny and warm weather today and tomorrow with a high both days near 84 degrees. Now, tomorrow afternoon, there's a slight chance for showers and storms, but by tomorrow night, a much greater chance of precipitation. In fact, rain and thunderstorms are likely Friday night, about an 80% chance. On Saturday, a 30% chance of rain, a high of 80. Sunday will cool off. Sunshine, a high of 67. That's October right there. On Monday, sunny and a high of 77 degrees. And that's about as far as my weather knowledge will go. Right now in Lawrence, 62, Topeka and Manhattan, 63, Junction City, sunny and 64, in Chanute, 61, and in Emporia, sunny skies, 61 degrees. At 7:51, this is KPR.
Black.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Welcome to Thursday, or as I like to call it, Friday Eve. It's almost 8 o'clock, and the news is coming up next.
We'll have sunny skies and a high of 84 today, sunny tomorrow and a high of 84. Tomorrow afternoon, a slight chance for rain. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers and maybe thunderstorms. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. A former Kansas police chief will have to stand trial next year for his actions connected to a raid on a small-town newspaper. A judge has found probable cause that former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody committed the crime of interfering with the judicial process. The Kansas Reflector reports that Cody is not being tried for the raid themselves, but his case is connected to raids on the Marion County newspaper, as well as raids on the publisher's home and on the home of a city councilwoman in August of 2023. Cody's accused of telling a witness to delete text messages that the two exchanged before, during, and after the raids. His trial has been set for February. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is recovering from a stroke. Marla Lukert is on medical leave. In a news release issued by the High Court last night, Lukert says she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured, no other vehicles involved. But Lukert says doctors believe she had a stroke which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. The state's highest court is convening later this month, and while Lukert is recovering, Justice Eric Rosen will take over the duties of the Chief Justice. A recent Moody's report shows Kansas as one of 22 states in a recession, but of course not all economists agree, Suzanne Perez reports.
The Financial Services Report considered factors like job growth and farm values, along with continued uncertainty over President Trump's tariff policies. But Wichita State University economist Becca Selby-Leach says several aspects of the Kansas economy do not point to recession. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but not as fast as the national rate. And key economic data is being delayed because of the government shutdown.
I would hesitate to say that we're in a recession right now because the data that we do have doesn't really support that specifically for Kansas.
Another report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession behind Alaska and Mississippi. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Resettling refugees is hard work, but an organization in Lawrence is doing just that, helping to resettle refugees and other new arrivals.
Our goal is that when the family arrives, food is there, pantry is full, and so all they have to do is really just settle and learn how to be here.
That's Chuck Olchesi, the president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. AIR is the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. You can hear a longer conversation about AIR right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Just look for the KPR Community Spotlight. Sunny and warm weather today and tomorrow with a high around 84. Tomorrow night we're looking at an 80% chance of rain and possibly thunderstorms. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
This is NPR News.
It's 8:19 on this Thursday morning, the 16th day of October. Coming up later this morning on KPR1, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. Featured are 12 poems of Emily Dickinson that Aaron Copland set to music. Also coming up following morning edition, Spoon River by Percy Granger. Schubert Impromptus for piano, of which I'm not familiar. Mozart's 21st Piano Concerto and much more. 3 hours of the classics with Cordelia from 9 to noon on KPR1. If you're listening to KPR2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Here's what's happening with the weather. Sunshine and warm weather today and tomorrow, with a high around 84 degrees both days. Now, tomorrow afternoon, there is a 20% chance for rain, possibly thunderstorms, but for the most part, just sunny and warm today and tomorrow. Tomorrow night is when we have the real chance for rain, about an 80% chance of showers and storms Friday night. The low will drop to 59. Saturday brings a 30% chance of precipitation. Saturday night, a slight chance. And on Sunday, things will cool off and feel like fall. We'll have a high near 67 on Sunday. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, sunny skies, 64 degrees. Topeka and Manhattan at 64. In Chanute, 62, and in Emporia, 62 degrees.
Support for NPR Cub.
I would say I don't see any evidence of that.
I'm Melissa Nadworny. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
That story and more news on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny and warm weather for today and tomorrow, with a high both days near 84 degrees. Tomorrow night we have an 80% chance of rain. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News, stocks opened higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow was up 124 points, the Nasdaq up 102. This is NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is recovering from a stroke. Marla Lukert is on medical leave. In a news release issued by the court last night, Lukert says she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured, no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors think she had a stroke which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. A recent report from Moody's shows that Kansas is just one of 22 states currently in a recession. But not all economists agree.
The financial services report considered factors like job growth and farm values, along with continued in Wichita.
More families of kindergartners in Kansas are opting out of routine vaccinations for non-medical reasons. In some parts of the state, childhood vaccination rates have actually increased, but in other areas, the rates have fallen. Jody Fortino reports.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports the number of kindergartners with vaccine exemptions increased from about 3% in the 2023-2024 school year to more than 3.5% last year. The rate of kindergartners who received their required vaccines to attend public schools increased slightly last year to nearly 90%. But there are statewide disparities. The Kansas Reflector reports that 22 counties had vaccination rates at less than 75%. The percentage of kindergartners vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella is down by nearly 4% since the 2019-2020 school year. I'm Jody Fortino.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes...
Next Landing. Tickets and details at WatkinsMuseum.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Welcome to Thursday, October 16th. It is breezy and cool right now at the KPR studios in Lawrence. We have 66 degrees. It's going to be sunny and warm this afternoon, a high of 84. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, a high of 84. Tomorrow afternoon, though, a slight chance for showers, maybe some thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Saturday, a 30% chance. By Sunday, we will get some fall-like weather. sunny skies, breezy conditions, and a high of 67 on Sunday. Right now, sunny, breezy, and 66 at Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got
since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Make a point to join us for Classics Live tonight at 7 o'clock, and you will hear a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut. Ed Laut spent 25 years as first cellist for the Cleveland Orchestra before coming to KU in 1977. We'll listen to piano and cello masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Join us for this excellent Classics Live featuring Ed Laut. That's this evening at 7 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. What's up this morning, you may be asking yourself? Well, Cordelia Brown will be here from 9 to noon on KPR 1, featuring 12 poems of Emily Dickinson that Aaron Copland set to music. We'll also take in Spoon River by Percy Grainger, Schubert Impromptus for piano, I'm not sure about that one, and Mozart's 21st Piano Concerto, and so much more. Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour. Sunny skies today. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen.
It's a minute before 9 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, this morning on Morning Edition, we heard about the poetry of Bruce Springsteen. Well, this morning on the Classics with Cordelia Brown, we'll hear about 12 poems of Emily Dickinson that Aaron Copland set to music. Also, Spoon River by Percy Grainger. Music from Schubert and Mozart's 21st Piano Concerto, and so much more. So stick around for the Classics this morning here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Sunny and warm weather for today and tomorrow with a high near 84. Right now it's pleasant and fall-like. Sunny, breezy, and 67 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. Have a great Thursday.